Now on with some more news. We've just heard of Wes Houlihan, and here is the news item which tells us more. And also more charity and volunteering events with news of the annual Norwich Duck Race, a boost for a sailing charity, and then parents who volunteer to maintain a local junior school.
Norwich City legend Wes Houlihan has raised £17,500 to help adults with learning difficulties. The massive donation to Norwich-based charity Stepping Stones came after a Legends football match with Russell Martin in May. The charity, which helps adults with learning disabilities, said Wes has been associated with the charity since arriving to play for Norwich and throughout his 10 years here has visited us regularly. On the day of the Legends match, a very vocal Stepping Stones turned up in force with their own Team Wes banners. His support of Stepping Stones has always been fantastic, and his amazing donation doubly so. It will help ensure that the charity can look forward to the future with confidence. The charity is still deciding how best to use the money raised by the attacking midfielder.
From Jemima Puddle Duck to James Pond, hundreds of people lined the River Wensum for the Grand Norwich Duck Race over the bank holiday weekend. The event returned for its eighth year in aid of Break Charity and saw ducks float from St George's Bridge next to the Norwich Playhouse to Fye Bridge by the Ribs of Beef Pub. The hot weather brought out the crowds, and the first race of the day saw 3,000 little yellow ducks take to the water with prizes including hotel stays and restaurant vouchers up for grabs. Volunteers scooped the birds up with nets on paddleboards as they crossed the finish line, and it was followed by the feature race of the day with the large painted ducks, which are all created by local community groups and businesses, featuring everything from Spider-Man to Moby Duck. After plenty of cheers from spectators, the first to cross the line was Mallardy Grass, which was designed by the staff at the Ribs of Beef Pub, which hosts the event. In second place was Fox Duck, designed by Blackbird's class at Recreation Road Infant School in Norwich. And in third was a duck designed by Soak Design Agency, which is also based in the city. Sarah Bunn, fundraising events manager at Break Charity, said, "It has been the most amazing day. The weather turned out, the people turned out, and most of all, the ducks turned out. We have probably raised in excess of £5,000 to £6,000.
A charity which helps people who are disabled or disadvantaged to enjoy the water has received a financial boost. The Nancy Oldfield Trust, based in Neatstead, was given £500 from the Love the Broads charity. Centre manager Stephen Bradnock, 55, from Neatstead, said the money will go towards new equipment to promote the trust. The charity was formed in 1984 by Richard Kenyon, who was a PE teacher from London who moved to Norfolk. It helps 5,000 people a year, including the homeless, young carers, or people with alcohol abuse issues, get into Barton Broad, the River Bure, and River Ant. The charity has 3 cruisers, 10 sailing boats, and 3 rafted canoes. Mr. Bradnock added, "Going on the water is calming. The social aspect is very important."
A junior school head teacher has said the toughest budgets she has seen in 10 years have forced her to ask parents to volunteer to help with essential repairs. Debbie Dismore, head teacher at Avenue Junior School in Milford Road, Norwich, made the plea as she asked parents to help with painting, gardening, cleaning and general repairs. And although she said the turnout at the school had been heartwarming, she felt the reasons behind it were a sad state of affairs. Mrs. Dismore said, "I've got parents, children, governors, staff and volunteers from Chapelfield Shopping Centre who have come to help. We've done days like this before, but the main purpose was to build communities. The main purpose now is to get the school ready for September. And it's been wonderful, but it's quite sad that education funding is in such a state. Mrs. Dismore said even though she had been prudent with the school's funds, budgets just kept getting tighter and she had to make the choice about whether to spend that on upkeep or children's education.
There are children laughing and dogs basking in the sun in a countryside enclave in the south of Norwich. But Brooks Green, off Mangreen Lane at Harford, was a first of its kind traveller's site and isn't your typical Norfolk family home. Opened in 2009 and having first celebrated its 10th birthday, the 1.1 million plot was the only traveller's site in the country created through a partnership between a district council and housing association. It houses 8 pitches, which travellers rent from the housing association in the same way as regular affordable housing, with attached dining, bathroom and toilet facilities. And now for our first feature. Rowan Mantle of the Evening News writes that our history is being unearthed and rewritten by Norfolk metal detectorists with a deep understanding of the past. Her article is read by Tim Peters.